Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Tip TV News Review on Wednesday, the 15th of March, the Ides of March, and I'm joined by Matt Brown, independent market strategist. What could possibly go wrong today, Matt?
Everything and nothing. I mean, Dutch elections, we've got the Fed, Brexit, you
know, Nicola Sturgeon.
Nicola Sturgeon.
What's she doing?
A loose cannon. A loose cannon. What is going on?
She makes Donald Trump look positively ordered and regulated and everything. Let's have a look at some of the headlines here. This is the Google aggregation site. Donald Trump's income tax payments revealed in leaked documents. What a surprise that they were leaked, I suppose, after all the kerfuffle regarding them. $36.5 million. In 2005, not a lot of money, really.
Well, I think he made, what was it, about $150 million, so not a huge amount, but I think he's the only president not to release his tax statements from past. I mean, apparently they're being audited. So a leak from the White House. The White House will not be happy about that, but expect a lot more leaks to come if he's not going to publish it himself.
And the other thing there, a double blow for Nicola Sturgeon. 50% of Scots say no to independence. First Minister drops bid to remain in the EU. I mean, that is really quite embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean, what's she doing there? She thinks she's got she is the voice of the people. The people have turned around and told her to shut up.
I think she's forgotten that the whole point of the SNP is to be a protest a group just to extract more money out of the English. She's not actually supposed to be trying to be independent, but she's missed that one.
Well, exactly. And the problem is, if it actually does happen, then she's left with a Scotland that has lowering oil revenues, the economy is not great, and Europe will probably turn around and say, actually, do you know what? We don't want you.
Well, I think they're already saying that. But at Financial Times, Dutch voters in crucial poll as Europe watches. Is our friend Kurt Wilders, has got any chance?
I think he has he doesn't have a chance of becoming a prime minister or president of Holland. However, obviously the votes towards the hard right are going to be interesting. I mean, the results due tomorrow, don't expect a big shock. But
the Turkish issue is actually placed into the hands of the incumbent, doesn't it, really? So, in fact, it's less likely now that Gert will get a decent vote.
Well, I mean, the Turkish issue, I mean, they'll pick up votes on the back of that, hopefully. So, yeah.
Right, and just the other bullet points there. Economic case for independent Scotland rests on EU, which is not a great place to be. and then Theresa May faces down Tory rebels over Brexit bill. It sort of seems to be old news. And then we've got the Trump filing shows a 25% tax rate in 2005. Well, that seems to be quite reasonable.
That's a fair amount. That's a fair amount. You can see why he wants to lower taxes.
Exactly.
And he's going to donate his salary this year, apparently.
That is very kind. There we have that story, which was on Google just a couple of minutes ago. Double blow for Sturgeon. I just love saying that, actually. 57% of Scots say no to independence. Not that we believe the polls, in fact, but...
polls can get it wrong, as we will.
Apparently they can get it wrong. Going on to the more left-wing side of the press here, South Thanet Conservative MP interviewed by police over election spending. That was seemed to be rather murky there. It's almost of a Russian nature, the election there.
Yes, I mean, election overspending seems to be a common thing. We saw it a lot with the referendum, UKIP, you know, potentially overspending. But actually, what does it mean? I mean, once the decision is announced, it's announced, and they may get a rap on the knuckles, but it's not going to change. They're not going to have another election.
But doesn't it look like, allegedly, there was a little bit of collusion going on there to try and ensure that Mr. Farage wouldn't win a seat there?
Who knew? Politics and collusion.
I can't believe the dirty tricks. The other really important story that I've noticed there, I do again, I don't know if people can see that, but opposite sex marriages over 65 increased by nearly half.
Well, there we are. Again.
I think the key point there, though, is they say opposite sex marriages. Yeah. Whereas, you know, marriage, you know, just we've got to be so politically correct now that we actually have to define what type of marriage it is, which is a sign of the times. But that's what you'd expect from The Guardian, I suppose.
Yes, a marriage made in heaven, either
exactly.
way.
Why anybody would want to get married over 65, I don't know. Even below 65 is a bit of a challenge, I think. Finally, the Daily Mail. I won't show you what's on the top of there because it actually focuses on Jennifer Aniston. That's not really world news. But again, more on Sturgeon. Really going, it's a bed of nails for her at the moment.
Yep.
But the proper story of the day, I think, is that Ben Affleck revealed he went to rehab for alcohol abuse.
It's breaking news. I mean, that is
that really
big news. That's going to move the markets. But instead of going to rehab, maybe you should go into acting classes.
Yeah, I think that could have been it. That could have been a winner. But
a little bit wooden.
On that note, Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thank you very much for today's newspaper review.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.